Everybody's saying. Most year, which is definitely a topic which is very, very, very nogea. It's not just a controversial issue, but it's very, very nogea loch lemaisa. And therefore, I'd like to go through the Ikar Makaris today. It's really a two-part series. One is the Makaris that you guys will be familiar with the sources for the sugya, and then we'll be on Mitzvah in the second year. We'll get into the Halakha L'maaseh, because very, very not a simple issue, and the main issue that what I want to get to is I'm worried with their issues of gambling disqualifying a person from Eidus. So there's a big shaila if you can sign on a ksuv. Someone told me there's a story of a guy that the mice called him up. They said, a rab, and this guy, someone, whatever his name was, aide, please come up to be an aide. And he didn't get out of his seat. And he refused to go up. He said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. He didn't say why. A week later, he was indicted for fraud. They caught him. But the guy, he's bound to the tzaddik, even though he said, because he knew that he can't be aide. He's supposed to aid this. Listen, it's a mice that happened to me. I have to admit to you, I'm a mamash embarrassed, but it's true. The mice happened to me. I had a guy who was a ben bias by me. It was a Baal Tshuva, and Baruch Hashem had a hand in making him through. And Baruch Hashem, he became a serious ben Torah, and he invited me to his wedding. His parents, he's actually a ger. And his parents didn't come in, and even if they did, they probably wouldn't walk him down. So me and my wife walked him down. And then when I got to the so he wanted to give me a kibud, but my son, I didn't want it. In the end, it turned out, he said, you know what, at least be an aide. And I'm standing under, and then the Rav turns to me and he says to me, do you have an account here in the Israeli bank? I said, yeah, I live here, of course I have an account. Are you an overdraft at all? I said, yes. He says, you're puzzle. That's it. You're out. No more. And I just cringe. Next, try to find an aide. There are sheets, there's all ribbis, right? All the whole things in the bank. So they're really, 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 you learn to see too well. It's very, very complicated. And the real Yerei Shemayim here are not a shekel. You don't have this problem in America. They're not a shekel in overdraft, because the whole thing overdraft works, and they take money, or they're agreeing to a whole ribbis relationship. But since it's Jews and Jews, it's really like dealing with Jews, it's very, very complicated. And it can be possible you'll aid this. Rabbi say, I want to start off with this thing. You're learning Shavuot Eidus, so it's in Yom Ha'olah. There are things that possible you for Eidus. We know that, right? There's Sule Eidus. And if a person is possible to Eidus, Rachman Litzan, you can't sign an Aksuva, and you can't, be an aid for the Kedushin, you can't watch the aid, they even aid the Yichud. You have to know hey, am I really possible to aid this? Well, these are one of the sugyas. There are other things that possible to aid this. I don't know if you guys know this. Allah and Shulchan Aruch. The question is, how do we apply this man of there? If you're walking in the street and eat while you're walking in the street, the Shulchan Aruch passes that you're possible to aid this. The Maisel of Victor Miller, he was walking someone in Ocean Parkway. It was an Avreich who was on the way to Yeshiva, and his wife baked him some nice. He had some cookies. And he was eating, he was munching on the cookies on his way to Kolel, having some cookies, and Ravigdor Miller saw him, and he said, young man, do you know that if you eat in the street, Chazal say, right, you're doimer lekelev, and you're pasul eidus. He said, but Rabbi, it was only a cookie. So he said to him, well then, you're a puppy. Okay, it's only a small cookie. But the Maisa, Chazal said, see, after all, there are things that Mamash Pasayu Le'ed did. So, therefore, gambling, I don't think we have to go into all the problem to understand that gambling is something which is very, very dangerous, and it's not something for a Ben Torah, and gambling halls and gambling places are things that destroy the society. It's Korban Yishol Oilam, and it destroys not only Klal Yisrael, it destroys society. And therefore, obviously, B'nai Torah shouldn't have anything to do with such a thing. Nevertheless, there's the occasional, we're talking about the Fermi, right? There's the occasional card game. Of course, we're talking about guys who play just once a year on Hanukkah. Just a small game with the Hanukkah gals, there's a maisa, but even occasional gambling. Seemingly, there's a question, maybe if it's usher and it's a shayla of gezel, it might disqualify you as an aid. That's why the shiur is very, very important, just to know, is that true? If someone who's involved in what we call gambling, mesachik bekuvya, which is that's how it's known in Chazal, does that really disqualify a person from aid? So tonight we're going to first address that issue. We're learning the sugya with the sources. In the second shiur, we'll deal with the halacha of the maisa, and we'll discuss different forms of gambling. There could be a big difference between a casino and card playing, a poker game between bachrim. Actually, the casino obviously has a much more serious problem hashkafically with a place that you shouldn't be, and the type of people that frequent such a place, and the type of people that are there. There could be other problems with it. There could be znus, there could be other issues of shmir senayim. But lemaisa, from the halachic standpoint of gambling, there might be differences. Let's see.
So, if you already are a puzzle, the aid is from eating this tree, why you can't put that
Yeah, so the question is that halacha is there, and when does it apply, and where in the street it says bashuk, what's called bashuk, drinking might not be a problem because it's very hot in the Middle East, and people drink here, it is a cut, that might be the derech, if it's the derech or not, that's a sugya itself, needs to have a shir on eating in the street. Nevertheless, you should not eat in the street, lemaisa, it's not something that's right for bentam. Sometimes you see, it's mind-boggling. You see people go into a falafel and see while they're walking, a guy is biting into his falafel, and while he's walking, you see the tchina dripping down his shirt.
It's regular dara. Here it is. In Israel? Yeah, people walk around eating falafel.
Rahman on the front. But that's for sure, it's not this thing done right for Ben Torah. Eating is supposed to be on a bus, there might be out there on the bus, you're hungry, you're going. But suddenly, while you're walking in the street, that's clear. Okay, let's see this look. This pasuk actually is quoted by Rashi in Masechet Shavuos, in Berak Shavuos Eidus. The pasuk is in Shmos Chav Gimel, the first pasuk. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, "Loisiso Shem Mashav, Al Toshis Yotcha Im Rasha Liois Eid Chomos." If you look at number two, I actually took out from the Kahati as Akdom. It's the Mishnah. It's really in Rosh Hashanah, but it applies also for the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It says like this. Let's read it together. Mishnah Zu Doner Bipsulin Leedus Machmas Avera V'Din Toirahu V'Din Toirah Shekola Nikra Rasha. Anyone who has a status, so has a halachic designation as a Rasha, is disqualified to be an aid, a witness. Shenemar, Al Toshes Yodcha Im Rasha, Liois Eid Chomis. It's actually a Gemara Mufreshes in Sanhedrin, Vidarshu Al Toshes Rasha Aid. You cannot place a Rasha to be an aid. Mikan, here we know, the Chazal tells us, Kol Misha Over Avera. Any Avera, if a person does, let's not forget about gambling. Any Avera, a person does, that's Chayiv. So that Avera Malkis, Hariu Pasleidus. I have to be honest with girls, we need to have a... I have this mistake all the time. So when I teach in seminary, sometimes I say, guys, but the Maisa, once we're on the subject, we're talking about the Maisa, it's a shmuzin in and of itself. Chasashan, someone who's over on the Isser of Negia, boys and girls, a boy who has a supposed platonic relationship, right? A relationship with who has a girlfriend, is Pasleidus. Because since, let's just speak it out, any person who, if a person touches a member of the opposite sex, someone who has a, just even touching, chibuk in Yishuk is mamish, a lot of the Torah, and be the Rambam. I'm saying someone who has a relationship, who has a boyfriend, girl, it's enough, right? A close relationship, intimate relationship, even if there's not Bia, there's no mamish, Yisur Karis, but even if it's just saying touching is a lav of the Torah, is chayiv malchus a lav? Which lav? We pass like the Rambam holds that negia is the issur of loisikruvu legali serva. There's a lav of the Torah. Don't come close to galir, and therefore memeili apostolaidus. Because since we just learned al tashis Russia aid, so anyone who's over in avera, that's chayiv malchus. You can't be an aid. You should know you can't be an aid for a ksuva. You can't be an aid for even to view an event, your pasul edus. Anyone who is chas v'shalom, still, unless you do tshuva. By the way, all the things we're learning, if a person is makabel on himself and says, that's it, I'm giving it all up, and I'm right, if the second you make a kabbalah, and you have charata ala avar, you do vidu, you don't have to wait to Yom Kippur. Even on the spot, right away he becomes kosher edus. Could be if a guy knows he's doing it, after a rav knows, he would call him in and just mevar. But once he says it, he's believed. He says, I'm about tshuva now, he's caught afterwards, that could be that makes a race, that could be they won't believe him anymore. But the Maisa, the guy could do tshuva. The psul agency is not la'olim forever. It's only till as long as he's still doing averus.
When it says it's
bad,
Malchus, you mean only
a Asura? No, right. Yeah, Malchus, you always need Asura. So
I'm saying, so it means
so if you don't
have Asura.
It's an Avera that you're Chayv Malchus. You're still Pasalaidus. You're still a Russia. It's the Avera that on that Avera, the penalty for that Avera is Malchus. She came, Bechayve Malchus, Nemer, Vahoyim, Benachis, a Russia. Koshke Misha Chayv Koros, Misa's Beth, and Shenikri Russia. Who Pasal Aedis? Who would din Misha Lokach Mom and Chaver Shalokadin? If you took someone's money, Shalokadin, this is very scary because, like, how many people are, you know, you take one of these chocolate bars over here, you come outside, you're really hungry in the morning, and you see one of these, I know the guy complained, the people take things. There was a time I was selling cakes over here. I'm moichel all the people who might, but it could be a toast. The guy comes, he takes the cake, he doesn't ask, I'm going to get the money, and then he forgets. So you took something that belonged to somebody else without paying. It's a big shaylif. Maybe if it's b'shoigig, it's not a rasha. But the mice, if you take mamon chaveiro, certainly if you know about it, and you don't return it, you take mamon chaveiro, you puzzle the edis. Our mission is that ain't a mind el psuma de resub, and that's what I want to go into now. And that's the big sugya. Up there, the clearly Russia, the Torah is talking about Russia deraisa. And therefore, again, Nigia, a boy touching a girl, those types of things of body, is deraisa. Pasnas, it's a deraisa. And vadai, if you steal, lekech, mom and chavera, you're called a goblin, Rashi and Shuas Edis. In the first Mishnah, Shuas Edis says that. Right? When it says Shuas Edis, no heges. Ba'anoshim lo menoshim, let's say b'ksherim v'lo b'psulim, says Rashi, psulim is a gazlin. Gazlin is someone who takes mamon shel chaveiro. The shaila is, how about things that are only gezel d'rabbanon? How about gezel d'rabbanon? Does that make you pasul eidus? And that, we come over to our Mishnah, there's a Mishnah a few places in Shas. We have the sugi also by us in Shuas Eidus, but we're going to learn the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That's in source number 3, the right-hand side. Ve'elu heina psulim. These are the puzzle of Eidus, and the chiddush of this Mishnah is, even though it's not a Rosh Doraisa, and it's not a Gazlan Doraisa, you're only a Gazlan Durabon, that still passes you to Eidus. And you can't be an Eid for a Ksuv or an Eid for any event, Kedushin, any time you need Eidus, these people are puzzled. One is Mesach B'Kuvya, Malva B'Ribbis, Mefrich Yoinim, Seichwe Shvias. Seder. We don't have to go through the whole Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, it's very important. 4 lines line. Ey Masai, Bizman Chein Lemumnes Elohu. When does this din that someone who plays with, that the little patches plays with kubia, right? What's kubia?
A dice.
That's what a cube. Kubia is a square cube, right? Which is done, and people, already in the time of the Mishnah, talking about thousands of years ago, two people get together and have a game with some dice, and one on one. And if I win, I take your money, and you win, you take mine. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, that these people passel, bizman she'ein lem umnus, elohu. That's only when they have an umnus, that's the only umnus that they have. Aval yesh lem umnus, this is very controversial here, says Rabbi Yehuda, but if they have another job, means this is not how they're making money. Really, they make a regular panos. Yesh lem umnus. They have an umnus. Aval yesh lem umnus shalavu ksherim. If that's not their umnus, if it's not, that's not the regular umnus, dice playing, they just do it as some leisurely activity on this side, then they're not postulated. So we have here in the Mishnah, Mashma Machlekes, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Let's see the Gemara. The truth is, the Gemara says, Mufurish, that's a machlok, certainly machlok is Amaroyim, Misachik, Bekubio, says the Gemara, Micah Ovid. How can the Mishnah say someone, two guys playing with dice, that makes them puzzle eggs? What are they doing wrong? Micah Ovid, says the Gemara, what are they doing? Amarami Barakam, we have a machlok is here. And we really want today, I think the most important thing for you guys to come out of with Shir number 1, which is so needed for the halacha and the mice, is to get what we're about to learn now. There are two shittas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chavdalit. One is Rami Bar Chama. Let's try to understand it one at a time. Rami Bar Chama says, why is someone who plays with dice to be considered posel le'edis? Omer Rami Bar Chama b'shum dehate asmachta. This is so important. All over Shas. B'shum dehate asmachta. It's called an asmachta. V'asmachta lo kanya. And the smach is not tanya. On the source number four, Rashi says, we'll go through the Rashi, not going to go through all the Rashi with you now, but Rashi says that it's gezel midivreim. The smach is called, it's gezel, it's not the right, I didn't snatch it from you. But when you play dice, and at the end of the day, you have all these nice winnings in front of you, right? You took the guy's money. That's gezel midivreim, says Rashi. Why? Rashi says, why? Because it's asmachta. What is the word asmachta? Does anyone know what the word, what root do you see in there? That's a Hebrew word. What? Saimich. Very good. Saimich means to write to rule you. There's a reliance. Meaning I'm playing with you. So I really think I'm going to win. I have a lot of luck. I'm a great spinner. It's hard to understand exactly why you think you're going to win, because it seems like it's a game of chance. We'll get into it. So therefore, I really, and then afterwards when I lose, I'm really upset. I have to give you the money because that's the tnai. That's the condition of the game. But I'm not a happy camper, right? I'm not really happy. I'm going away in a huff and puff. I have to give you the money because you'll embarrass me. But the mice, I don't want so much part of the money. Therefore, that's the type of gezel with the rabbanan. Since I'm actually giving it over to you, but I don't want to give it over to you, that is the type of gezel with the rabbanan. Let's see Lashon Rashi. Asmach, you see in the Gemara, in the source number four on the left hand side, mamish in the middle, hainu dover de'enoi, noisin loy midaitoi, elisoymech al dover she'enoi, he's being somehow something that's not really there. Besavar shu yochol natseach, upa'amim shemen natsim loysoi, thinks he's going to be natseach, but it's time they're going to natseach him, and he can lose in the end. And therefore, but he doesn't really want to part with the money. So according to Rami Bar Chama, playing with dice is a gezel midivreim. It's called a smachta, v'asmachta loikanya. Rav Sheshis amar kol ki ay gavna lav asmachta. Rav Sheshis says it's not a smachta. This type of thing is not a smachta. Ella, so why is it accident? Why did the Mishnah say you postulate it? Ella l'fi she'ein asukin b'yishuva shalolim. You're not involving yourself in things that build the world. Hashem put people in this world to, right, to build the world, to produce, to, we're supposed to be here, we have over here for a purpose for things that are going to be beneficial to the world, and this is a churban for the world, and therefore it's us. What's the nafka meaning between the two? Might be no, if the Gemara umnes achrisi, and this seems to be good. The Gemara goes into this, seems to be the machloka, the same machloka as the Tanakam and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara goes into that afterwards. I don't want to go into that now. We have a machlokas. According to Rav Sheshis, there's no problem with playing dice in and of itself. There's no gezel. And it's not a smachta. But there's a different problem that you're not oisik b'yeshuva shaloylam. And the nafkamin is, if you really have another job, and once in a while you get together with your friends and you play with dice, there's no problem, because it's not a smachta, there's no gezel, and what do you do? And I work for a living. Once in a while, I don't know, yeshiva bachim don't work for a living, but a guy works for a living, once in a while get together, these people have like, get together to play cards, like they're regular professionals, and once a week they have card night. Right? They get together to play poker with their friends, seemingly, at least according to Rav Sheshis, there shouldn't be any problem, right? Right, TK, right? That's the Visha'ena Oisik Yeshiva Shalom, but this guy is Oisik Yeshiva Shalom. He just plays this on the side. Therefore, shouldn't. No, that's not what it says. Nafkin is Gomer Um Nachris. It's Mashmah, that's not a problem. Because that's my job. The fact that once a week, that's not your whole life, your Oisik Yeshiva. I'm a type of guy that Oisik Yeshiva Shalom. I'm a businessman, I'm an accountant, I send my talk. And once a week, I get together with my friends. That's not my parnasa. It's a side thing. That would be mutter according to Rav Sheshis. I know, so that any type of Torah, right? So therefore we're talking about something that the thing itself is you have to have something that you're doing, you're oisik yeshuva shalom. A guy who spends his life gambling, so then he's categorized as someone who's not oisik yeshuva shalom. But occasional gambling is not a problem according to this. Because he spends his time in business, whatever, we're working. So which working, a person who's oived, works, and spends his time, that's a productive lifestyle. That therefore is not our. So we have a machloikas here, very beautiful. So obviously, the first thing we have to know, which is going crazy. So if we pass in like Rav Sheshet, again we lose the cloud. No, we don't add to it. It's not gezel.
They're not gamina. Whether you're playing or
no,
like let's say you own a
poker house. No, we're going to get into that. That's a great question. I'm not dealing with the people that provide the services and entertainment to be able to help people. The shaila there, but if we tell the chorus always l'sneiver, if it, that's the thing is us, obviously if you have a gambling hall, so you're over on l'sneiver, you're causing other people to sin. The shaila is via there, you're all the yisur. What? It doesn't matter, even if one Jew frequents it, you're mashul other people. That's like a non-kosher restaurant, even is a shaila, the reformed Jews, is a very big problem. One of the things, I was a scholar in residence once in San Antonio, Texas. I mamash saved the guy. I mamash with Matrusa. The mice, you have to know these things. I walk into one of these Kroger's, one of these things in Texas. I walk into a store and I went to the kosher section there and it's vacant. Then all of a sudden I meet a guy who's working in the non-kosher section and he prepares like ham and cheese sandwiches. And it's a guy who's a Baal Tshuva. He's in the conservative synagogue and he's a Baal Tshuva. And he comes over to me and he says, Rabbi, I'm a real Texan. Rabbi, can you know? I'm becoming more religious about. I'm learning about my Judaism, and he says to me, "Am I allowed to prepare a sandwich?" There are a lot of guys from the Reform synagogue who come over, and they love the ham and cheese sandwich. And you know, can I prepare these sandwiches for them? So I'd be honest, I feel sorry. You really can. You can't do it. You really can't do it. It's a big issue. And he knows. You know, it's Mr. Goldstein. It's coming every week to buy the ham and cheese sandwich. And I'm preparing it and saying, here, Mr. Goldstein, can't do it. It's Messiah's right there. Can't make the sandwich for him. Can't be a waiter in a bar, in a restaurant where you're going to serve meals, non-kosher meals to Jews. I had to eat treif anyway, so what? But you can't serve them treif.
What's the gender of Rosh?
It's great. There's no. It means Rav Sheshes is saying the fact of the Kuvim, yeah,
going to Rav Sheshes, act of
the fact
that
it's not. There's no
issue
for saying it.
The world
is a point. Yeah, no. If the aliens don't have a side recreation, it's not your umness. No problem. Now the $64,000 question, Rav Boyce. The $64,000 question is. One second. He says because it's not a smachta. Sheisha says it's not a smachta. The shaila is, what is a smachta? The smachta is all over Shas. A smachta lokani is not this smachta. A smachta lokani is all over Shas, Rabbi Yisai. So what is a smachta? So I'll tell you the case. Everyone agrees this is a smachta. Let's say, Menachem, let's say I lent you $1,000. And now comes the day, and I say, Menachem, where's my money? You say, Rabbi Shalom, you know what? Here's $500. I'm giving you $500 now. And the other $500 I'm going to give you in a month. And if I don't give you in a month, here's the shtar. I'm giving the shtar over to TK right now. Here's the shtar. If I don't pay you the other 500 in a month, then I'm going to give him the shtar, and he'll give it back you'll give it back to me, the malva, and I'll be able to collect the full 1,000 again. Yeah, again, you pay me 500, but you say if I don't pay the other 500 in a month, then I'll chayiv the whole thing. I'll chayiv 1,000. No, that's very good. Rashba asked the kasha, why isn't there a problem? So derech knas is not ribbis. Excellent. Mamash is showing me a second. But the mice and Gemara says that's a smachta. Why is that a smachta? Because I, of course, there it's in my control. If you think I'm gonna pay him up within a month. I have every intention to pay him up. But if I don't pay in a month, I'm gonna owe him back the $1,000 again. So that, and then in the end, if I'm not able to pay him there, the din is, you can't collect the money. I can't take the $500, even though I made the deal. So that's a smachta. Because there I'm 100% snoimich that I'm going to pay back. And therefore in the end it turned out I couldn't pay back, therefore that's a smachta. Let's just look in Rashi, we'll end with this. Look in Rashi.
But over here,
by it says Rashi. Look in Rashi, a smachta at the bottom of the Rashi. Abol ha'cha loy samach amidi, d'ha lo yod inatzach iloy natzach. V'afilu ha'chi at. Over here, it's a pure game of chance. Yeah, there's two guys. I might win, I might lose. By the case of the loan, therefore, you 100% thinking that I'm probably going to be able to pay back. In the end, if you can, you would sign up that you could pay back, so that's a new thing. But over here, when they're playing dice, everyone knows it's a game of chance. And there's no reason, you know that you could very easily lose. The case over there, you really think it's impossible that you're not going to pay back. So according to Rashi, that's the chilik. Why, according to Rav Sheshes, there is no asana. the Asmata that's usher in the Torah, or Asmata that creates the problem, Asmata Lukanu, who created against the Rabbanan, is the case, like I told you, of Mashlish Bishtar. But a case of Masachet Lukumi Pun Rosh Hashanah is not a smachta, because you know it's a game of chance. And therefore you're willing, those are the bylaws, those are the rules of the game. That when I'm going in, putting money down, I could win, I could lose. No one thinks that for sure he's going to be able to get the right, he might win, might not. It's a game of chance. So people ask me here, right here, we already conscious poker, and the guy really thinks he has a co-op because he knows how to use his poker face and be able to take money from other people. That, the mice, is a good question, because according to this, the whole reason it's not an asmachta was saying it's a game of chance. What if there are games that there are certain skills and you're very good, backgammon, I don't know, you know how to arrange it in a way that you can win? That we need to discuss. Mitzvah, we'll discuss that Mitzvah in the second chapter.